Righto, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Friday. So it seemed we got excited about Christmas, spent a bit in December, but January in the old spending department, not so good.
No. Card transactions, Stats New Zealand released January data yesterday. So what's the state of the spend? Are we out there tapping and swiping the plastic? Well, yeah, you're right. We saw a lift in electronic card transactions in December. That was encouraging in the sense that it sort of affirmed the lift in confidence we were seeing towards the end of last year. So January, unfortunately, yeah, no follow through in the numbers. So total electronic card transactions were totally flat month on month. Look at the year on year, 1.6% gain. That's anemic. It's below the level of inflation, so actually going backwards. But if you look at the subset, look at total retail spending and core retail spending, they both fell in January. So it does look like that slightly weaker sentiment that we picked up in the confidence numbers in January seems to be mirrored in spending as well. And, Mike, the December numbers were revised up, which sort of almost exacerbates the fall that we saw in January. Now, December did see a good lift in durables spending. That's not been repeated in January, and it can be lumpy. I mean, you know, you don't buy a fridge every month, do you? But if we look at the trend in card transactions, they are very slowly and very weakly moving in the right direction, but it's a very shallow trend. And as the impact of those lower mortgage rates slowly feeds its way into household budgets, as people's fixed rate loans mature and are refixed at low rates, that should support retail spending over the course of the year. Now, actually, Mike, ANZ released their data from their issued cards yesterday as well, and that does sort of support and corroborate what's been reported through Stats New Zealand data. I think their spend down 0.9%. And actually, I was just flicking through their numbers, Mike, and I looked at, they have a chart on restaurant and bar spending. Gosh, that's not a pretty sight. It's basically just been flatlining for years. So it sort of highlights the tough environment that Hospo have got out there.
Okay, and then we come to Skellerup. Now, am I right in saying this? They didn't sell that many gumboots. So what have they done? All their others, have they trimmed their costs? Is that where the record profit has come from?
Or agri division going well. Yeah. So Skellerup results announcement yesterday. So we'll finish the week on a positive note. Profit and earnings for the 6 months to Dec 31, record profit earnings, Mike, which is great. Unfortunately, the market was expecting that, so it didn't get the rousing response in the share price you may have expected, but it doesn't distract from the quality of the results. So yes, Mike, the agri division went very well. They produce things like milking liners they're using in dairy milking sheds, so strong milk prices, helpful in that context. There was also restocking going on here as well, because they were bouncing back from destocking in the previous period as customers sort of normalised their inventories post-COVID. Right. We're still getting the COVID effect coming through, and it's, when's it going to go away? Anyway, yes, footwear, red bands, they were down. That is part of the agri division, and that's sort of affected by more general reduced consumer spending, because it's not just farmers that buy the red bands, Mike. Now, of interest here, Mike, Skellerup are directly affected by Trump's new China tariffs. So Trump's talked a lot about tariffs. He hasn't actually implemented much, but he has implemented increased tariffs on China. Skellerup manufactures some product in China and send it to the US. It's only about 10% of revenue impact. It's not material, but a bit of a headache for them. Yep. They will, as I guess other manufacturers will, look to implement workarounds, so maybe divert production to Vietnam. The issue here, Mike, though, is, and I've been thinking about this a bit, is if you're running a big business at the moment that has been impacted by this, what do you do? How do you plan for this? Because you don't know how long these tariffs will last. You don't know, are they going to be applied elsewhere? You know, and we've seen this overnight with the he's talking about reciprocal tariffs, which we all thought were imminent. Yeah, and now he's saying they might not be around for months. So really tough environment to plan in, Mike.
He's got a 7 a.m. press conference our time, so we'll stand by for that. What are the numbers?
So markets have bounced back, and somewhat on the back of the fact that those reciprocal tariffs don't appear to be coming in. Dow Jones, 44,477. It's up 0.25%, so all good. S&P 500 up 0.5%, 6081. And the NASDAQ up 0.8%, 19,808. Overnight, the FTSE lost just under 0.5%, 8764. The Nikkei stormed up almost 500 points, 1.28%, 39,461. Shanghai Composite was down 14 points, 3332. The Australasian markets yesterday were boring. The ASX 200 was up 5 points, 8539. The NZX 50 was down 8 points, 12,905. Kiwi dollar, 0.5650 against the US dollar. Against the Aussie, 0.8980 against the euro. Yeah, I know, it's under 90 cents, so that's notable. The euro, 0.5418. Also, we're quite weak against the pound, 0.4511. The Japanese yen, 86.51. Gold, though, continues to be a rock star, $2,913, and Brent crude, $75.02.
You have a great weekend, mate. JMOWealth.co.nz, the good people. Andrew Kelleher leads the team.